Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports. Speaking to Kendall Runzi, our latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. A great performance last week against Saxony Lutheran and Herculaneum. Putting up the numbers that she's been putting up all year, 23 digs, 17 serve receives, 13 service points. And that's just right in line, Kendall, with what you've been able to do all year long. Let's start with last week. And, you know, sort of last week was a tune-up for the district tournaments this week. Kind of take us through, you know, those matches and how you feel like you are at this point.
Well, starting off this past week, we knew we wanted to get a couple more wins under our belt before district week. And so we really focused on, or in the past we've been focusing on, a strong offense. So in order to do that, we have to get a good pass. And I've just really focused on being mentally there and then getting my platform where it needs to be just so that we can set it up and give our hitters the best opportunity that we can. So that's kind of been the focus for this past week.
And the numbers speak for themselves, 496 digs. You even serve the ball. I think you're second on the team in total serves. You can attack it if need be as well. You're just an all-around great athlete.
Thank you very much. I really try to focus on not just my passing, but then also my serving and just to help be more well-rounded in that aspect.
Every time I talk to Coach Fish, there's enthusiasm behind every word she says about you, the backbone of this team, the girl that speaks up when it's time for someone to speak up. How did you get to that point as a player?
I think, honestly, just experience. Like, I've grown up, my two older sisters played volleyball, and I looked up to them, and I would go to all their tournaments, and I started playing in about second or third grade, and just club season, school season. I think it's just being around the team, and in that aspect, you just kind of learn how to be a good leader and how to lead by example and not always just by bossing others around or telling people what to do. It's kind of that give and take.
That's what the coach's job is, right?
To boss
you guys around. Kidding, of course. So Coach Fish doesn't seem like that kind of coach. Talk about Coach Fish. And I know some people might not know the story. You know, Ashley Nagel, heart attack over the summer, survived that. Coach Fish, a good friend of hers, assistant coach, takes over and does a fine job as a head coach. Y'all are one win away from 30. If you are able to beat St. Pius tonight, you'll get to that 30-win mark. But talk about Coach Fish and the season as a whole. It's been a different one for these players.
Yeah. I've had Coach Nagel these past couple years as my coach, and so for Coach Fish to step in, I thought she did very well. She's done an excellent job this season, and I know it was definitely hard for her not only to see Coach Nagel hurting as a friend, but also for her to be in the position to lead us while the person she's always with is kind of down. I know that was really tough on her, but she's done an excellent job. She's really... we've relied on her a lot, and she's relied on the captains a lot just to make sure that everything's going smoothly, and I can't say enough good things about her. She's done amazing this year.
And, you know, everyone goes into a season with a purpose, and the purpose is usually district championship and state championship. And for you guys coming into this season with as many seniors as you had, that was a very achievable goal for you guys. And you're just a few wins away from that, but St. Pius is a very tough opponent, as you guys are well aware of, and it's not going to get any easier after that. So what's key to you guys continuing your success?
I think it's just mostly a mental game. I think that's what it all comes down to, a game of runs and a game of who wants it more. I think, obviously, it's both very strong teams, so I think just whoever can get the most runs and just kind of wants it badly enough to really lay it all out there. I know we're going to be fighting every point and doing all that we can to show everyone what we can do, so hopefully it works out that way.
I want to get back to this Athlete of the Week award. Coach Fish has nominated you a good few times, and she even put you up against some of your teammates as well, and we just thought that you finally deserved that recognition of just the numbers you've been able to put up and the leadership that Coach Fish brags on you about. And as part of this Athlete of the Week award, you get a chance to help someone else out. You know, it's choose a nonprofit. So if you will, just kind of reveal to our listeners who you chose and why.
I will be donating mine to the Samaritan Center in Jeff City. My sister actually works there. She's one of the project coordinators, and I know they do really good stuff for the community out there and people around here as well. So that's the one I chose.
Well, there you go. Kendall Runzi, congratulations on the Athlete of the Week award, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Kendall Runzi, our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, joining us here on Regional Radio.